I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. ISIS affiliation is persisting on U.S. soil, and Mike with Global Catalytic Ministry says the group's decentralization is strategic.
People are autonomous. They have Sharia as their centralized message, and they're fully autonomous to operate however they deem necessary to bring that to wherever they want.
Global Catalytic Ministries works in the Middle East and North Africa, where disciple makers can't assume a traditional approach. So please pray that the ministry would be effective and that Muslims around the world would awake to the spiritual reality of the darkness around them.
We want more dreams, more visions, more opportunities, more access, more people willing to lay down their lives, not to prove themselves or validate themselves, but because the Lord has moved them so much.
And according to Pew Research, the number of American adults identifying as Christians dropped nearly 30% between the 1990s and 2022. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says, while faith may be declining in the U.S.,
there's a craving for the gospel. In other parts of the world,
Christian resources for children are generally unavailable in non-English languages. That's why Keys for Kids devotionals fly off the shelf nearly as soon as the translation work is completed.
They're spoken for or they're in the process of getting there. And so the need to invest in something like this is huge.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
If they're searching for truth, we as followers of Jesus Christ need to be there to declare the liberating power of the gospel and let the Holy Spirit do his work because he will do the work.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.